The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Cause I was fucking the shit out of her!
You wanna see my pecker?
You talking about your beak?
You wanna see it? You wanna see my pecker?
Yeah, sure.
There it is!
Oh, God!
You wanna see it again?
No, go away!
You wanna see my pecker again?
Shoot, leave!
You wanna see my pecker?
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that recently threw her back out using an inflatable dildo. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. It is number 118 tonight. With me, as always, is my freshly shorn and looking oh so cute, flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. C.
What up?
What is going on, my little silver fox?
So you deny that you threw your back out with the inflatable dildo? I think that's exactly what you did.
I can neither confirm nor deny, yeah. But I do. It happened.
You threw your back out with an inflatable dildo. How's that happen? By yourself?
If it could happen to anyone, it happens to me.
Did I hear you?
Yeah.
Sure.
My God. We're coming to you from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. If you want to give us a call, you can join in on the convo at 941-421-0401. What is going on? And the dildo that Essie was just talking about. I got a present from Jeremiah. He is a fan of mine. He and his wife are fans of mine. And they went to my Amazon wish list and they got me this inflatable dildo that is awesome. It is fucking great. I love it. It's a Renegade and it's really fucking good. And they got me this really, really cool shiny vinyl romper. And I'll post pictures soon, but it's kind of hard to contort myself to get into it at the moment because my back is all jacked up. But I can tell you that the toy is amazing and it works really well and I love it and thank you very much.
Free backache included.
Hey, it's worth the Tylenol and the Dones and all the little mixture
sure
that
it
I've
is.
Been taking.
Hey, I think it was so exactly far. Worth it.
Maybe I ruptured something in my I burst my spleen.
Maybe you did. I like how you throw the maybe out. Like maybe there's a maybe involved.
All right, so
like it's not like a definite maybe.
I don't know what can happen.
It could.
Whatever though, I don't care. So I got some interesting stuff to talk about tonight.
What, we're doing a different format now? No, you find good stuff to talk about usually.
Usually, yeah, and usually though I'll say this really sucks, but it's not.
It depends on how many BuzzFeed lists you came across this week.
I get so
you really
sidetracked.
Like the BuzzFeed. I get it from watching you.
Shut up.
Just so you know.
From listening.
Because I listen to you. That's why.
Oh,
you rub
yeah.
off on me.
That's another thing. I have this one guy, he like keeps yelling at me. I can't. Where do I watch your show? Cam where? Slut. It's like, hey, dude. Number one. He doesn't say that, but it's like.
I hear you.
It's like, hello.
It's so many words.
You can't watch my show yet. We're going to be back on YouTube and ask for Cam Slut stuff. I don't do that. I do have porn, though, and I put it out for free. You didn't have to pay for it. Oh.
We just haven't upgraded the camera, and really, I don't really feel like dealing with the shitty camera.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's hard to deal with, it doesn't take really good video for us. So really, what's the point?
Yeah, and I got to work on my Kegels again so I can do the ping pong ball trick for you guys.
What?
Yay!
Okay. What ping pong? What are you talking? You can't do that on YouTube. No.
No, I'm not on YouTube.
I am not allowing you to do shit to just get suspended anymore.
No, video.
I'm not going to stand here and just willy-nilly let you get everything suspended again. Again.
Hey.
Because you want to shoot ping pong balls out of your pussy on YouTube. You can't do it. Sorry. Find a different venue.
Oh, yeah. KKKDRadio.com. Oh, that's where you can put videos.
Oh, boy.
Of such nonsense and dirtiness. And
I guess.
We gotta put some more stuff on there.
Okay, sure.
I do.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You can leave me directions how and I'll do it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I'll leave you the calculus book in the corner, too. You can have that figured out by the time I get home, too.
Can I have DOS?
Yeah.
No one knows what
So what are we going to talk about tonight besides the fact that we're going to talk about some stuff?
We got some tits, man. We've even got some sex and crime.
Oh, God.
We've got some new creations. We've got some fucked up stories. I think we're going to have some fun.
Okay.
Yahoo!
Yahoo! I don't know what the shooting's all about.
It's one of those nights.
Okay.
One of those nights. Yeah, it's a pew-pew kind of night, okay. Not a womp-womp.
All right. There's a vague distinction. Nobody really knows how to tell the difference.
I want to hump you to death.
Oh, God.
I do.
Please get through the show first. Please. Cracky. Really, you gotta cut it down to like just a 20-piece of hard right before the show.
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? Put that glass dick down for a little bit.
I think I found the correct cocktail of things to take for my back.
Okay.
I think they worked. Plus, good. I'm on caffeine. I got coffee. Ooh, we got a new caffeine thing coming up. I want to talk about, which
okay,
that'll be later.
Sure, right. Later after the first stuff.
Have you ever been worried about the color of your nipples?
No, really. Well, they really don't concern me at all. Why?
Well, apparently,
what's an offensive color for a nipple?
I don't
like. What would somebody not like about the color? Like, what do you mean?
Well, I apparently the people in Japan. This is like on a Japanese. Kind of like tchotchke website, like souvenir website. I don't know. It's got a bunch of weird stuff. It's like the Finger Hut.
You could just say a Japanese website.
Okay. Well, there.
I'm helping you with your executive summaries.
What
is actually necessary for the story.
It's not going to happen.
Japanese websites sufficient.
I know. Remember, I had this revelation earlier.
What was the revelation?
Well, not today, but I was like, God damn, get to it. Like, fuck.
Oh, somebody Katie'd you. Somebody did a Katie to you you knew what they wanted to ask. And you're just like, dude, you just fucking spit it out. Like,
oh,
we've gone 20 questions in and we're just getting to what you really wanted, which I knew is what you really wanted anyway. So why didn't you just fucking ask? I know. They Katie'd Katie.
Because I even said it like right. I even came out and said it right in the beginning of the conversation. Like, you like ass play, right? I mean, I'm right, right? And then it was like an hour and a half to get you. Yes, I love it. So it's like, oh my God.
And another hour to get to. Do you know any guys that'll fuck me?
Jesus. We could have cut this like conversation
down
a good hour and a half. It would have been fine.
I know.
It's okay though.
Isn't that cool how somebody does that to you?
I fucking hate you. Stop it. Well, anyway, okay. Well, people in Japan apparently they have a problem with
lots of problems. Really.
Sometimes they have dark nipples that they don't like. They want them lighter. So
they want them. We want that pink American nipple.
Yes,
pink
and there's this stuff called
our nipple too dark.
It's called Pinky Queen.
Okay, so you're gonna. It's like a bleach kit.
Yeah,
it's a nipple bleach kit.
No. It's a paste that you put it on, and it dries light pink, and it smells like it faintly smells of rose petals. And
so
then when
like
you're
paint.
Done, yeah, you just peel it off. It's like liquid latex.
Cool.
I guess.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what they do, but they sell it for like $39.
Okay, for nipple paint.
Which I think it's a little weird that they sell this stuff. I mean, and the ads are graphic. They don't blur anything out. And it also says, for him, for her, for children.
Well, they don't really fear the lady nipple in Japan. It's really anything with hair. They're really just dead set against pubic hair for whatever reason.
Yeah, men and women.
Yeah. I don't think they have the female nipple hatred
no,
the same way
don't.
We do here in America.
They're not evil.
You Americans hate the lady nipple.
I don't know why.
Because it's evil, lady nipple.
It is.
We have harnessed the evil of the lady nipple. We drive our whole country on it.
They just bomb American nipple. Oh my goodness. They have these period cup things. I don't know they're called. I forget what they're called.
You know, that was one of those things that we talked about that I'd hope I forgot. I didn't forget. The alternate way of feminine hygiene.
Uh-huh.
The little cup you just kind of stick down there and it just kind of catches the drippings.
Yes.
It's kind of like the turkey, like on Thanksgiving, where you got to put the extra drip pan down at the bottom so you don't catch the house on fire.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
No. This is different.
God.
This is... It's for period sex.
But it's a cup.
No, it's not a cup.
You drip into the cup and I hump the drippings?
No, the weirdest thing.
I use it like duck fat to fry my french fries.
Oh, fry my french fries. I can't get it out of my head now.
I sell it to Japanese people on a weird tchotchke website.
No, maybe.
Not really tchotchkes, but they have just various stuff. Things on it.
Finger
hut. It's like up the finger hut of Japan.
Finger my hut.
Yeah.
it's not like a tampon or the soft cup. Because you know, that's what you were saying. Like, that catches the shit. This is a disc that just blocks your cervix so nothing comes out.
Oh, you just kind of cram it all on up in there?
But it doesn't tell you how to get it out.
Does it have, is it like one of those Clorox sticks you use in a toilet bowl to, like, stick on the side? Like, you just kind of...
like the gel?
Yeah. Is it like one of those, but with, like, an oxy pad on the end?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Like just a little cotton disc? The uterus will absorb later.
Just stop it up. Just plug up the holes. You shove this hockey puck up your sniz and...
Okay, so you stuff a cotton hockey puck up your snatch.
It's not cotton.
And then, okay. It's synthetic natural carbon fibers. What is it?
I don't know.
You didn't find out?
No, but it's not cotton.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Well, you don't know what it's made of, but it's not cotton.
Exactly.
Okay, you're going to say you have no... This thing could be made out of cardboard for all you know. It could be uranium-laced with a lead jacket. You don't know, do you?
No.
But you know it's not cotton.
Yes.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I saw a picture of it.
Oh, okay. You're right. They don't make cotton to look like anything.
Oh, my God.
It's never in colors.
This was not cotton. That's okay. How you know what cotton is. And there's a company that called Flex is the one that did it. And
what did it look like?
It looked like a hockey puck.
Like black?
Yes. Like dark brown black hockey puck. Wow. And it had like some like design on it.
Like crushed coconut shell?
No. Not like crushed coconut.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm really doubting how much you know about this thing. Really. Because... you seem to know what it's not, but you don't know what it is. Oh, no, it's definitely not that. What is it? I don't know. But you know it's not that.
Okay, you could have something in a glass that looks like apple juice or urine and be like, well, it's not shit. I can tell you that. But it could be urine or apple juice. Know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, because
Jesus.
If it's in a glass, you almost have to like assume that it's not urine. You know what I mean?
What if the person's weird? So you don't know.
Whatever. I would still, most of the time, it's not going to be urine. Most of the time, it's going to be like mango green tea, you know, or it's going to be Mountain Dew or, you know what I mean? It's not, but most of what happens in that cup is not urine. Just so you know, odds are not urine.
I'd be careful next time.
I mean, it could be urine. It is possible. I know what you mean. But really, let's go with it here.
Okay.
If you had to bet.
Forget it.
Urine.
I'm moving on.
So you use these things and so you don't bleed while you're having sex? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's like a cork.
Oh, okay. But it just goes right on the cervix.
Not cotton.
Yeah. Weird. That's really that can't be good for you.
No, it can't. I don't think that'd be comfortable.
In my doctor, non-doctor opinion, it just doesn't seem like it would be.
But what if the guy's cock like pokes you at an angle and like flips it like a manhole cover, you know, like sideways.
She's gonna blow. Stand back.
It's gonna look like that scene in The Shining where it's coming out of the elevator.
It's just not right. It's not right at all.
Sex ketchup.
It's awesome.
It's in the dark. You don't know.
Yeah, sure you don't.
No.
Feel like geyser hit you in the face. Why does that taste like iron?
It Did you have pennies in your crotch?
Jeez.
Pennies?
A little energy. I don't know what's going on down there.
Ew. Gross.
Went from seafood to liver.
Oh, God. You just made my pussy twinge. Stop it. I got to look a little. Ew.
Nice.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Again. All right. There's good tattoos and there's bad tattoos. And, you know, we've seen a shit ton of bad tattoos and like tattoo shows and stuff. Well, there's this England one. They're called like tattoo fixers. Well, they said they have come across like the worst fucking tattoo ever. It's the crudest one they've ever seen.
Okay. And that's saying something. That's a powerful statement right there.
And they were saying that thank God that he's got an innie belly button and not an outie belly button. Well, this tattoo, it's of a, well, his belly button is her crotch.
Okay.
It's a woman's crotch, and then it's got the clit above it, and it's hairy, and then it's her ass and her asshole spread open, and then cheeks and the legs come up, and then there's arms, like, spreading her legs apart, and that's what he's got across his stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
But it wasn't even, like, a good job. It was like, hey, I did this in prison with a pen.
I was about to say, but the whole ass, I mean, you have a friend who has an amputee fucking herself with her own stump. Or something of that nature.
She's got a bumpy dildo up her ass.
Okay. I'll go with bumpy dildo, not her severed leg, but fine. Still an amputee tattoo.
Oh, he's got a couple amputee tattoos. Yeah. Which he will be here in 2 weeks.
Yeah?
On Friday. Yeah.
All right. You better find some stools. You've been supposed to be keeping an eye out for like weeks.
I have.
Okay.
I just have to show you. Okay. You have to agree on them.
Sure.
Upon them.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
We're going to do this shit.
Okay.
Anyway, back to this guy's tattoo. So they end up fixing it, thank God, and it looked really good. They did like the three monkeys, you know, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Okay.
So, and then the monkey with his little hands over his ears, and he had his mouth was the belly button.
Do you have a picture? I mean, because I would really like, I don't want to see it now, but you got to show it to me later.
Okay. Yeah, no, I've got it. I've got it.
It's one of those really visual things.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I described it pretty well.
Oh, sure you did.
If you want to get me on Twitter, it's at Kinky Katie Radio. And he's at That Stunkcock, but he doesn't look at it, so there's no point. But you can tag him because it makes his phone go off and it annoys him.
She's still...
tweet, tweet.
And yet you still give it out. It's funny.
I do.
Yeah. He likes to torture me with it. That's right.
I do.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird. What do you think that beer made from pussy would taste like?
Like a Belgian white. Like a weedy ale. You know, like something you'd put some fruit in, maybe some citrus, you know, floral note, a little coriander maybe.
Well, I wasn't turning this into the beer show, but they have now... I mean, if you want like a pussy pale ale, it'll make you question what's in your Pabst Blue Ribbon. Shut up. Anyway, they have vagina beer. I say vagina beer because that's what it is.
Really? Like, that's what they call it?
Yes, vagina beer. It's beer made from the bacteria found in your vagina.
Wow. How's that? How are they allowed to do that? I don't know.
I don't really know either. It's called Bottled Instinct.
Okay.
And that's the name of the company. They say they promise to capture the essence of femininity.
Oh, it's essence.
That's what I'm saying. Everything is like essence now. Essence of the pussy. Remember that?
It's very artisan.
That Virgin Mary statue made out of pussy juice that slowly melted in the middle of that art exhibit, and the whole room smelled like puss. Remember?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Thank you for reminding me.
Wafting in your face.
No, we can only have the show during the summer. No, it's a non-winter show. It won't work in the winter.
Only during a brownout?
No. It's all immersive. I like to call it immersive art. It's a smell that really never leaves you.
Oh, don't get out of your hands.
At least that's what 4 out of 5 exes have told me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like, it smells like wet garbage in here. What is that?
Wet garbage coated in pussy. What's going on?
It's like, yeah, maximum capacity is 70. We have 104 people in here and no AC. Have
perfect. Fun. It's perfect for my art.
It's like, this looks frosty. Let me lick it. Why are we talking about that again?
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
We just brought that up again. What were you talking about?
So we were talking about the bottle instinct, the femininity essence because of the pussy beer.
And everybody was freaking out about cunt sourdough and beer. It's going to just go, that's all cool. I mean, but cunt sourdough is a problem?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, they say they take the lactic acid bacteria and then they combine it with like the water, the malt, the hops, the wood chips and yeast. But they use other kind of yeast to make this beer.
Yeah, okay. But, well, they're big on like picking the yeast they use because it like makes a big apparently that's what 4 out of 5 weird hipsters tell me is that it makes a big difference the type of yeast they use. You know what I mean?
Well, they say that there's no vagina smell or odor or taste.
Well, what's the point then?
I don't know, but here's the thing. They said there's no like random pussies. They only chose women that personify femininity and natural charm and lure.
Is that a way of saying that we only put hot chicks in the bottle?
Well, no, not exactly hot chicks, but they've got to be like good girls, because they.
What do you mean, good girls?
There is an application process that women must sign a contract that if they're going to get penalized and they're going to if they ever like work in the adult industry. Like, you can't work in the adult industry. You can't.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, that's
what's their problem.
That's the thing.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. But they use models and shit like that. But you can get your own brand, like if you want to have your, you know, whatever you want.
Is it like Christian Wright, vagina beer, since you'll never get any kind of a thing?
I don't know. You might as well drink this. I don't know.
Is that the idea?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, you can even pick the vag hair you want. Pick the pubis.
Okay, but who cares at this point? Because they're girls who won't fuck you.
Whatever.
So what does it really matter?
I mean,
they're totally missing the marketing scheme on this one. Really.
I know.
Is there only just really good pure women? They're pure.
I want from freshly squozed virgins.
Yeah.
Make my beer. Squeeze them.
Pure Aryan vag.
Oh Lord.
Well, hey, it's those kind of people. It starts with what is your sexual history, and at some point it ends up with
tainted meat.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, you really are diverse.
By the way, you could play vagina beer pong. Vag pong. Dun, dun, you know.
Oh, with the beer? With the vag beer?
Well, yeah, with the vag beer.
Okay.
Or you go back to Razzfest and have someone pour beer in your vag. Don't do that. That's bad for you.
But you got all excited for a second. What did you forget you were going to say?
Oh.
You had something.
Shit.
It was right on the edge of your tongue.
It was,
yeah,
too.
It like fell out of your cunt just right on the table. It was like.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, well. Yeah. Here's some sex and crime.
Stand by. I actually have some music for you here.
I know you do.
There you go. There's your Law and Order, because you love that show.
I do. It's great. Stabler's my man.
Stabler.
I would. Christopher Maloney, I would totally have an affair with him. I'm sorry, baby. I love you, but I want to fuck him.
Well, since he's a fictional character, okay.
Christopher Maloney is an actor.
Okay, he's an actor, but that doesn't mean he's the same cool dude that you see on Law and Order. He could be a big D-bag for all we don't really know. It's kind of up in the air, isn't it?
I guess so.
So I'm really not worried, because chances are...
he doesn't want to fuck me.
Well, no, chances are he's probably douche. I mean, just because a lot of people who are there in Hollywood are douches.
Or it's just people that I'm attracted to are douches.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. All right, getting back to this whole topic thing.
We were on a topic.
I don't know why. Yeah, we were. Hence the music.
Oh, that's right. Somebody died, apparently.
Oh, God.
No.
This guy, he broke into a hotel room, and these two people were having sex, and he decided to join. He decided to join
them.
Were
they cool with it or what?
No.
Wow.
They said they weren't. Well, I'm thinking, you really must be going at it fucking craziness if you don't notice until, like, you know, a little bit that there's someone else there.
It takes you minutes to realize there's a fourth hand. The third one, okay, but the fourth one, that scared me.
Where did that fifth cock come from? Is that the prosthetic?
So dude just slid right in there. Did he slide in there? So we don't know.
No, he got arrested. He got fucking...
Was he naked?
Yeah, he was naked.
This was in a hotel.
This was in a Days Inn.
Huh, was he drunk?
Pompano Beach. Oh. So he's probably fucked up on meth.
You probably talked him into doing, you know, I've always had this fantasy, Katie, of climbing in a room.
No, because it was a guy and his name was Peggy.
Okay.
So I don't know a dude named Peggy.
Yeah, that we know of. Everybody else called him whatever. You know what I mean?
Joe Bob. Everyone else called him Steve.
Exactly. He never told anybody his name was. Would you tell anybody your name was Peggy if your name was Peggy?
Guy named Sue.
Well, I'm just saying. It'd be a tough one.
Ooh.
You may end up with a nickname.
Might as well keep it going, because I'm going to bang these out real quick for fun.
What, you're done?
No, keep it going.
Okay.
Keep it going. There's this 20-year-old guy. He's in kind of stable condition right now after he was holding a gun for a selfie and discharged and shot his dick off.
All right.
Yes.
Shot the wiener off?
Shot the dingus off it.
Did he get a picture of it?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
What's his
Instagram? Would they put that on Instagram? It's got to be on Twitter.
I don't think they could put an exploded dick.
What are you talking about?
On Instagram.
Well, Twitter.
Twitter, yeah, but then Instagram, though, they fucking ding you for side boob.
Well, it's got a dick. So, yeah, not Instagram, but maybe Twitter.
I don't know.
Maybe a closed Facebook group somewhere.
That'll get reported, even if it is a closed
There's always one dick, or several dicks.
That got blown off.
Or the wife of a dick.
Wife, girlfriend, I don't know. I don't know what people think that I'm like after their dudes.
Because you generally are. I see how you talk to them. Because those guys would never talk to another person besides their wife like that. Unless you didn't use the power of the lady nipples to completely hypnotize them.
Pew, pew.
And make they're actually sending you money. See, what you don't know, ladies, is we just get regular deposits in our bank account from your men. And it's all just a big whatever money-making scheme. Because we are rich.
Yeah, bitch.
Swimming in it.
I wipe my ass with $100 bills.
And people will honestly think like you really are, because their husband was like sending you dick pics, unsolicited dick pics, just like literally just sending you shit, and it's your fault somehow.
Yeah, it's my fault. I don't care, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not the first one they've sent me, and it won't be the last, so it doesn't matter if I just say stop it or not, because they won't stop it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, the thing is, what happened is, this is how we did it. Like, he said, like, girls think that guys are hot if they take pictures posing with a gun because they think they're hard. It's a little white dude. So, and he's like, yeah, girls think it's hotter when guys aren't wearing shirts in their picture. He takes his shirt off. He's like, and then I decided I'm going to take my pants off too. And he was doing the helicopter. He said, you know, with his dick, like, swinging it around. And he was trying to take a video, and he wanted his dick to look like the gun, and the fucking gun went off and shot his cock off.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome plan there.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
There you go. So a 28-year-old man is dead after his girlfriend beat him to death. She had a dream that he cheated on her with a waitress at a golf course.
It's like post-Easter hatred for you. Fuck you, religious people. Here's some death. We're going to put death in sex.
Well, I just figured I'd just bang these out real quick because they were just all sexy and they were together.
Okay, they're all sexy.
Well, they're not sexy, but I mean, they have just weird things in them that involve people being naked and whatever.
All right.
Work with me here.
I'm a little afraid. What? I have to sleep next to you after this. I mean, literally, in the last, you've picked out, sometimes you'll pick out one, like, death, dismemberment, you know, some kind of like puppy murder or something. Like you'll pick out one of those, but you have like four or five this week, and I'm a little what's going on? Did I do something?
No, you didn't. Don't worry about it. It's okay. You sleep well tonight. I got the melatonin.
No, thank you. No, I'm not eating your frog either. Kiss my ass. I'll bite the head off that fucking frog.
Bet you would.
Tell you right now.
Make you tonic. Drink it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you guys are so old. We're playing catch up. Fuck you. I don't give a shit.
That's right. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, she are able
to. It's the beauty of Hulu.
Hulu?
Hulu.
Who?
That's right.
Lou.
That's right.
Hulu. It's so bad. Well, this bitch fucking woke him up to confront him that he cheated on her in her dream. She admitted it was in her dream, and he said, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. So she took a 9-iron fucking golf club and beat him to death.
Yeah, just no, out of nowhere. I'm really worried about you.
But I mean, she said her reasons are her reasons, ridiculous as they fucking were. She said, her fucking family are no strangers to this fucking police department. Her sister stabbed her boyfriend because he didn't like her selfie fast enough.
Any relation to you? People you know? Friends of the family?
I have never gone after anyone or hurt anyone like that. I can't even believe that some bitch came after you with a frying pan, a cast iron frying pan.
Yeah, she was mad at me.
And broke several of your fingers.
No. She kicked me. She kicked me and broke my finger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, and I threw a frying pan at her after she broke my finger.
I had to take you to the hospital, too.
Yeah, well, that's why I threw a pan at her. It's because she wasn't going to take me to the hospital after breaking my finger.
Oh.
So you gotta wing something across the room at that point and go, hey, cunt whore, look, you see my finger? This is obviously broken, and obviously I ride a motorcycle. So how am I getting to the hospital? So since you just kicked me, you need to take me to the fucking hospital, and you're not leaving till you take me to the fucking hospital.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a little snippet of what you're going to hear on Friday afternoon for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward, and that's from noon to 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time right here on Raz Radio Live and KinkyKatieRadio.com. Enjoy.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
There's some awkward things that you wouldn't see people do in movies, like we're doing like sex scenes and stuff.
Yeah, such as?
Well, I don't know.
What, huh?
But you never see like a guy throw a girl on a table and you're like, ow! Or like someone gets injured or like cuts their hand or something like that.
Oh, you wouldn't see that in a porn? What?
Like a movie, like a sex scene in a movie.
Okay, nobody ever really gets hurt usually.
Like not like real stuff. Like you don't have something like, I gotta pee as soon as I get home.
It's my sciatic. Stop it. Stop it. Don't move me.
Crap.
Well, that happens. That does happen.
Oh, yeah, happen. Oh, gosh. I have to say the funniest time, and I really didn't know what the hell I was gonna do. I have to take a little side story because it's more interesting than what I was gonna talk about.
Okay.
So, I know. Why do you say that? Because I can, because I don't fucking care. Anyway, I was using the intense vibrator. That's the purple one that has the electric panels on the inside.
Oh, the electrified dildo.
Yes, the electrified vibrator.
Like the TENS unit stuck to a dildo.
Yes.
Thing.
Yes.
Yes. Sounds like, scary. The one that took skin off. That one.
Yeah,
the one you sloughed off skin for like a week.
Yeah. I prepped myself. It's like.
Okay. So go back to what you were saying there, Craggy. Stay on track.
So I was using it, and then I was up on my knees, but then I kind of, I guess I must have leaned a certain way.
So you're on all fours, is what you're saying. You're on all fours.
You're on my knees.
Okay, you're on your knees, just sitting upward, maybe straddling a pillow?
No, because the dildo has got a kind of a big base.
Okay, so you're just squatting down on the electro dildo.
Yes.
10 unit strapped to a dildo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it kind of moved, and it, I guess it hit a certain muscle in my leg joint. Like, oh my God, I was stuck. Like, I was like locked up. And it was, like, starting to hurt. And I was like, ow! Like, I didn't know what to do because I was by myself. I was sitting there getting electrocuted, like, from inside my crotch.
And you couldn't I can't turn the dildo off.
I couldn't
turn it off.
Because I couldn't move to get my hands down to where I needed to be.
I'm not sure if I like it or not. I don't know.
No.
But turn it off, please.
Well, it kind of scared me. It did. It was really scaring me. Oh, by the way, if you want to get in touch with me, you can get me on Twitter at KinkyKatieRadio. Or you can email me, KinkyKatieRadio@gmail.com.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can tell her she's got a pretty butthole. You got a pretty butthole. Ain't that right there? That's a beautiful turd cutter right there. It's so nice.
Would you stop it?
What? I didn't say it. Well, I've said it, but I didn't say it that time. It wasn't me.
Yeah, but you're going all creepy with it.
I know.
You're getting...
Like it didn't start creepy.
Oh, whatever.
It had little heart emojis after it, too.
Whatever.
That's so cute. You got a beautiful butthole.
And now, on with the show.
Whoa. Started out with no DJ showing love, shit. Started out with no bottles in the club, shit. Started out when nobody gave a fuck, shit. Now the only people I fuck with is the squad that I came up with. Now it's champagne, fine hoes, white snow, squad go. I run with them heavy, I run with them heavy. I die for my people, squad up if you ready. They holding me steady, they holding me steady. I'm here for the gold, y'all can keep the confetti, remember? Yeah, started out with no DJ showed us love, shit. Started out with no bottles in the club, shit. Started out with nobody gave a fuck, shit. Now the only people I fuck with is the squad that I came up with.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. What is going on, guys? So, yeah, that was a little snippet from this Friday show. Yeah. We're going to have this Friday show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have fun with that show. I don't care. I do it for mostly my entertainment, but there are people that listen to it and like it. So, you guys are awesome. Love you guys. No, because not everybody gets that show. They're like, what the fuck is this shit? It's Chipmunks. Awesome. It's funny. I'm like, it's got my inner 12-year-old is screaming, and I love it.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a caller on the line. Caller, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Who am I talking to?
Keith from Las Vegas. I messaged you earlier. I was the guy that got my belly button removed.
Oh. What's going on? How are you?
I'm taking a few days to heal after the procedure. It's Thursday night, and it was definitely a weird freaking feeling the entire way too.
Did you have to go out of the country to get it done?
No.
Really?
Body modification specialist.
Wow. That means that makes it a whole lot. Well, I don't know, more fun, less fun. I'm not sure.
So they pop it inside out, or did they fill it up with something?
No, well, they did turn it inside out, like, afterwards. They were, like, teasing me with it. Yeah, they just cut it straight out, and then they suture from the inside all the way up.
Oh,
so I got, like, 30 stitches in my stomach.
That sounds fun.
You know, but the belly button is forever safe. Do you see what I'm saying? See, I'm not crazy.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not crazy. Your belly button doesn't really belong, I don't think, after, like, there's no purpose. What's the deal? It's like foreskin.
No, I'm going to hold you down, and I'm going to drip warm honey right into your belly button.
You're not.
I'm not going to do it.
Not at all. It's not going to happen.
And I'm going to make the cat lick it.
It's not going to. I'm going to fill it in.
Freak out.
I don't know if I'm willing to go through what he went through. To get it, because then that would mean somebody really fucking with my belly button, and you know what I mean?
You'd be out of it. You wouldn't even know.
Oh.
You wouldn't even touch me.
You do feel it.
Yeah, because...
You're getting all the anesthetic in it, and I swear to God, it feels like someone's just, like, digging their finger in there the entire, like, procedure. Awkward, really weird.
No. See,
but after that, it goes away.
Whatever.
I'm on the third day. Yeah, I don't feel anymore. I will never have that belly button problem.
You know what, though? It would be like the amputated arm that just hurt me all the time. The last thing I remember from my belly button was somebody digging something into it. Fuck that. Can't do it.
You know I'd have to put in a shadow box.
Well, they already cut part of it out anyway. I had the hernia thing, and it disappeared. Like, what I thought was my belly button before apparently was my intestine. You know what I mean? And I was just unaware of that. So now when I go down, I'm like, wow. That thing's not in there anymore.
Because of your show, I actually, the person who assisted in the procedure.
Yeah.
I had no reason to keep it. So I was like, yeah, you can keep it. She's into all that weird shit. But I was like, you got to put in a shadow box, though. And like, so once she does and all that stuff, I'm going to test out your theory. See how that works. I'll send you a picture.
I know it's
going to
work.
Box.
It's like a mortal lock. I know it's going to work. It's got to work.
It's definitely a feeling. The same guys that cut me up, like, he's a great friend of mine. He's the one who hangs me up on hooks. I do, like, hook suspension and stuff like that. So, like, I'm getting a little bit more into the modification world.
Cool.
That is cool.
Cool. Don't go crazy on the wiener. I knew a dude who did so much shit to his winky that, like, at one point he just had it removed. I mean, but he did it in, like, a
like a ritualistic sort of thing.
And then videotaped it.
Holy
and
shit.
And yeah. he wanted all of his friends to watch it.
Yeah, he got all excited and he'd be like, hey, you got to see my video. You got to see my video. I'm like, dude, what video are you talking about? Well, the one where they cut my cock off. It was like an 8-hour thing, you know? And because he'd like pierced it so many fucking times and did so much shit to it, it was just, you know, it's just hanging there at this point, you know?
Like I'm really not into cock torture.
Good.
Wouldn't do that.
Good.
Exploded meat. You know what you could do? It would be really cute. You could put a star on your belly, like a star baby sneech.
I wanted to scar up, like, as if, or not really scar up. I'm trying to baby it, so then there will be no scar, so I can just, like, go, and people will look at me and not really know what's off about it.
You could say you're
there'll be something that's, like, nagging them.
Where's his hips, man? The boy ain't got no hips.
There's no frame of reference there, right? You got nothing.
Awesome.
Yeah, you could always say that, you know, I was a test tube baby. Didn't have a mother.
Yeah, I heard that. Those are the only people that without them naturally.
See? No. I didn't have a mother. I didn't have an umbilical cord.
Thanks for reminding me.
You're so mean. Racist. Oh, no, it's
like... Well, thank you for letting me call in, guys. I'll let you get back on the show. It's nice talking to you.
Well, it was great talking to you, too. Call in anytime you want, honey bun.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's funny.
See, but at first though, I thought he was fucking with me.
Well, he could be fucking with you, but
he probably could.
Somebody would do that. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm not the only one. I'm not alone.
You could start a support group. Because you know what that would mean?
I'd like have to like talk to people about people fucking with my belly button on a rag, and fuck that. Fuck that. I am not that interested in helping other people out with their belly button problem because that means I got to like talk about people fucking with mine and I'd rather not.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Babe.
Yeah. I hear you.
Hey, you know what I think it's time for?
No.
Some tits, man.
See, you always wait till I'm like sleeping.
Yep. That's.
Stand by.
Standing by.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits, Man.
Today's Tits Man is from a tabloid called The Sun.
Everybody knows The Sun.
Well, The Sun is this tabloid out of the UK.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of had this posting called, they called out on Twitter for the breast cleavage photos on Twitter. They say, got front? Read the tweet. You could win, like, it was over $1,000 for the best cleavage picture.
Really?
Yes. And they said they wanted to make sure you get tits, not butt cracks, because they got plenty of those. And they also got a lot of like dudes with hairy chests trying to make like, you know, like cleavage with their boobs. Are you unmuted?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure.
Why would you? Why?
I'm just making sure.
I put a monitor
up
for you today, and you could look up and see yourself. That when I talk, stuff bounces.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, the big 30-inch screen, like 3 feet from you.
Well, anyway, they were trying to do this thing to
stop looking at me.
To draw.
Stop looking at me.
I'm sorry. I won't let it happen again. Please don't hit my knuckles again after this show. A secure dick.
So what were they saying about what? Saying something.
They're trying to get people to buy their magazine again because they used to have this infamous page 3, but they discontinued it because they got, I don't know, some like million mom march bullshit or whatever.
What
you
was
know,
on
they
page
were,
three?
They had topless women.
Oh, okay.
It was like all topless.
Cool.
And they said that most women say that getting rid of page three was just stupid. They said women can make their own fucking decisions whether they want to go topless or not.
It was like Titty Tuesday in print.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Titty Tuesday in print.
So that was your tits, man.
I was sleeping
this
again.
Week.
Tits, man.
I was sleeping.
Yeah, it's okay. A lot of the times, though, you're like, don't step on my intro.
Whatever. I took time to make it.
You did.
It needs to be heard in its entirety.
Hey, I was watching Getting High with Doug, and it was very funny.
Getting Doug with High.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
No, I know. Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, you said Getting High with Doug.
Oh, sorry. Getting Doug with High.
Good job. Nobody's looking at you that way.
I know, and I'm looking at the camera and smiling like a jackass, but
yeah,
it helps
awesome.
Me.
Sure it does.
Well, I can't look at you because you're going to fucking...
Stop looking at me.
cut my eyes out and skull fuck me.
Just stop looking at me. Don't eye fuck me while I'm doing this.
When I cry, it's really my eyes squirting. I rub them really hard.
You climbed in my brain, didn't you? You've been monitoring my dreams. How did you know?
That's what it is. That's what I'm here for. It's what I was programmed to do. Ex machina.
You watched that the other day, didn't you?
Not the whole thing, though. I ended up turning it off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't feel like watching it. I was getting a little too dark. Anyway.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. I didn't say it wasn't.
Robot's hot. I'd fuck her.
Yes, she is.
I would.
I'd fuck her, too.
Who is that in real life?
I don't
Doesn't she have nice boobs in real life?
I think so.
Yeah. The ex machina girl.
Well, that was her body, I believe. She was just wearing that green suit.
Whatever.
So I think all of the...
I think the boobs are real.
Lumps and bumps were hers.
Let's say. I'm going with that.
Okay. Well, I'll just go with you.
All right.
Hey, you know, most people get their sex advice, not from me, but from, like, trend articles that go around, and they're pretty much, like, all the same thing everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, what I mean, like, it comes in phases. Like 2015 was, like, butt stuff.
Okay.
You know, like, everything was, like, butt stuff. Like, oh, you need to do this, and this is the best way to do this, and da-da-da-da. You need to use this lube, da-da-da-da, ass.
There was a lot of, like Kardashian, Black China, Amber,
Rose,
ass talk, Beyonce.
Those are three gigantic. Before you even said Beyonce, that's like a whole lot of ass.
That's a lot of ass.
That would fill up a smart car.
That is a lot of ass.
That would overflow a smart car.
Damn fine smart car. It would be.
Smacky.
Why you gotta smack them all?
I don't know. I like smacking asses.
You like smacking anything that's like
asses
like,
and titties.
That's floppy and warm and soft.
I like cupping a coochie too.
You
just
too.
Like a high lie.
Yeah.
Thing.
See, you learn a lot of those moves from me. Like you go right. You know.
Whatever. So what? I kind of manhandle women.
I like you do. You truly do.
Arr.
They don't realize that either.
No.
They think you're going to be all softy soft, and usually you're smacky.
Hi, I'm Leisure Suit Larry, and I'm a pervert.
You kind of remind me of like a
creepy 19, uncle,
a 19-year-old kid in a whorehouse. You know what I mean?
Fistful of 50s.
You are.
What up?
It's been there before too.
Damn, Skippy! I want cinnamon. Where's my cinnamon? Maybe that little tasty, sweet swirl. Okay. Well, then it went to like cunnilingus, and then it went to blowjobs. Yeah, that was a thing for a minute, blowjobs. I don't know if you know this. Do you know this? Not blowjobs, hand jobs.
Was it?
Blowjobs is always a thing, so you don't
You know,
about that.
That's that whole lack of doing anything on a computer other than your website and the stuff for the show. That's why. It's because really I don't do this. So yeah, I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
All right. Well, you know what
all that was going on?
You know what the hottest, trendiest hetero sex move is right now?
Bro jobs.
It's going to blow your mind.
Bro jobs.
No, hetero. Oh.
It's hetero. I got it. It's a bro job.
I got it. Bojack. Daryl's dead, by the way. What? Huh? So,
No, because I sucked his dick. His zombie dick.
Angel wings this, baby. All right, so guess what it is, the new trendiest, hottest thing
I'm
in like
waiting.
Sex?
I'm on pins and needles here.
I'm trying to get you to guess.
Okay.
I want you to throw some at me.
Sex with horses.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, hetero sex move. It's penetration. Actually taking your junk and putting it together with someone else's junk.
What?
It's going to blow your mind.
Huh?
You got to get it done before it's no longer cool.
That's a new thing?
Apparently it's the biggest, trendiest thing now.
Actually put genitalia on genitalia?
In.
Genitalia to genitalia. What?
Like.
They do that? They fit together?
They do.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Even the ones with foreskin?
Ew. Yeah, them too. Them too. Speaking of like stuff that fits together. That playing that pornrocket.com, they are the ones that do that video series, the Ask a Porn Star.
Okay, if you say so.
We had talked about it. Yeah,
okay.
I talked about it. It's okay if you don't remember.
Yeah, well, because I have to fit those other stories in my head that I can't get rid of. And the really cool story about boobs or something. Now I can't put in there.
No, that's
because of the horrible things you made me remember. I would have never known about any of that either, just so you know.
Well, hey, you got to learn something new every day. Just in case you don't, I will fill it all in on Monday. Get it all in on Monday. Well, anyway, so this series, the Ask a Porn Star Anything, they were saying, like, what is your ideal cock size?
Yeah.
Now, this is a porn star.
Right.
You know, there's this one girl, Riley Reed, I think her name is. Oh, my God, she's so cute. Like, she's wow. Like, she would be one of those girls where I'd see her getting, like, brutalized, and I would feel bad for her.
Really?
Even though she's happy. So, I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, most of them, they're like, oh, large and in charge. There were very few that said smaller than 8 inches. I mean, they all said bigger. Yup, that's her. Yeah.
She's little.
She's the one in that commercial, too.
She's in that commercial?
Yeah, it's like for a phone sex commercial.
Oh, yeah, I don't know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Some nice pictures, Radley.
I know. So look up Riley Reed.
That's not bad at all.
Nope. See, look at that butt.
That's nice.
And her face. She's a cutie pie.
Well, she's one of those that... She obviously makes money because she looks like she's like 15.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of the, well, she is of age, though. Yeah,
she is.
Young looking girls got to get laid, too.
Yeah.
Holy Jesus.
I know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Everyone's like,
you had a story?
Yeah.
There was a story?
No, I was talking about the ideal cock size for them.
Oh, yeah. What is she like?
But like, she loves huge, big, massive cocks. And, I mean, all of them, though, say girth more than length. And every single one of them, a lot of cum.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why would it matter to a girl? I mean,
but
I guess...
But these are porn stars, too, and sometimes you gotta say what you want people to hear. You know, where you know...
I guess. I mean, you know, I don't know.
I mean, a guy who doesn't want to hear a porn star go, cum? Ew. Yucky. They want to say, oh my God, I want buckets of it on my face.
Yeah.
That's a nice picture.
Is that the same tattoo? Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's not the same girl, though.
Well, no. I definitely not. I definitely remember that. We know a girl with this very, very similar tattoo.
Why don't you save that picture and email it to me, and then I can put it up against the picture I have of you and I licking on the girl with the identical tattoo.
Yeah. Where with the tat? Well, it's kanji's going similar. Down her spine.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
Anyway.
I gotta stop putting up the big screen for the shows because all
do.
Of a sudden you say the name of some chick, I start pulling up pictures and we both just stare at it, slack jawed.
It's terrible.
It's kind of terrible.
Whatever. Fuck it.
Not completely, because you know if you people are smart, you're doing the same thing.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to the Twitter and you're going hi, and you're going to the Googleator.
Yeah.
That's right, and you're checking out Riley Reed.
Yeah, she's not bad. She's not really my style, but she's cute.
I like her.
She's cute.
I do.
Yeah.
My God, that dick is bigger than... Yeah, that one is bigger than... Holy crap. She can take a lot of cock in her mouth.
Yeah, she can. Yeah. And she's a little girl, too. That's like having an LP. You know, she's one of those tiny, little, tiny, spinny things. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, well, we're going back to the show.
Okay. Huh. I'm putting her away.
Yeah, please put her
away.
You
can't look at her anymore.
There's a San Fran tech company.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it says you can now chew your morning coffee.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
They make these things. They're called Go Cubes.
Yeah.
And they introduce them at the South by Southwest. Well, they're like gummy bears for the caffeine-starved adults.
Oh, it's just for caffeine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But it tastes like coffee. Like, well, because it's made from coffee. Each one's that contain like 50 milligrams of coffee, like of caffeine. Two of them equal a cup of coffee. And it was made from cold brewed coffee, and it comes in three flavors: mocha, pure drip, and latte.
I don't know.
I kind of
like coffee. Like, I don't know.
I like the hot, creamy coffee.
I guess I'd have to try it. Maybe if Riley Reed was doing something with them, I don't know what.
She's gonna endorse them. Have my coffee cubes. Yes,
they're
ma'am.
So good.
They're delicious.
So delicious.
Ooh, I kind of want to do this with you.
No.
And I don't care if people...
What is it?
I want you to take this little quiz. What?
Okay. I'm quiz. Let's do it. I'm ready. Did I study? Should I study?
No, it's very short.
Okay, that doesn't mean I shouldn't have studied.
Are you dating a narcissist?
Yes.
You gotta take the quiz.
Oh, I already know the answer.
Shut up. I want to see if they think that I am.
Okay.
All right, she's got no problem putting other people down.
Well, you do have a problem for the most part. Unless they're pretty, then you don't. So, it depends on how good looking they are.
She devotes a significant amount of time to her appearance each day.
Not really, though. I mean, you don't like sit around and primp necessarily. I mean, you once in a while you'll dress up in something, but you won't like sit around doing your nails or your hair or your. No, there's women that spend a lot more time than you do on that. I mean, but you will like do your face and maybe take some pictures or something.
I remember one time you came home. What do you have eye makeup on? Where'd you go today? I'm like, what? I'm like, I always put eye makeup on.
Yeah, but you're not. Some women really will go nuts on it. Like, and if you're not going anywhere, you won't.
All right. This one I already know. Her list of previous sexual partners is in the double digits.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She prefers a friend who lavishly praises on her.
Yeah. No, you kind of do.
Okay. When confronted, say, for being a jerk or not showing up when she said she would. As a blow up at you for even suggesting that she's done something wrong, blames someone else, or justifies her behavior, or owns the faux pas and apologizes.
Well, you don't really. Yeah, I would say that of the three.
You mean the two?
That one. Yeah, owns it. Well, you don't really own it, though. But you'll cry about it and be sorry that somebody's mad about it. You know, sometimes it just depends on what it is, but yes.
Okay.
You're not one to like be, oh my God, how dare you be mad at me?
Yeah, no, I'm not like Asia. I'm like, oh, I know why.
I don't know
mad.
What I did, but okay, I did it. I'm sorry.
All right, in bed, she's sensitive and is needy and is willing to adapt to what you like or often needs to be told no more than once and doesn't care if you get off.
Oh, well, see, that second one's not completely true. Neither one of them are completely true. It's like C, a little bit of each. So go with the first one because I guess the first one's closer.
All right. Most of her previous relationships lasted less than 6 months or more than
less.
Yes,
less. You know that.
Yes.
You know why you're even asking me?
She's lied to you more than on one occasion, rarely, if ever.
Well, rarely. I would say rarely. There's
That's
definitely
right.
been an ever, but not rarely, yeah.
If you ever show up late for a date and your significant other, she would likely fly into a rage or ask if everything was okay.
No, you'd want to know if everything was okay, I think. You don't fly into rages.
No.
Yeah.
How often do I talk about myself? Noticeably more or about the same or even less as you talk about yourself?
I don't know. I would say, well, we kind of talk about you a lot, but that's not really the same. But see? Yeah, so you got to go with that.
Yeah, talk about myself.
We kind of do. We don't mean to.
Like
what's
what?
It calculating?
Like what?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Whatever. All right. How much of a control freak am I?
Not much.
Is it my way or the highway, or happy to let you call the shots and isn't super pushy about stuff?
No, well, it depends. See, neither one of them are completely true.
Happy.
Yeah.
Would you call me a social butterfly or shy?
Social butterfly, if you're not shy. No.
Right.
Don't look at me.
All right, I swing from depression into feeling on top of the world all the time or like never or hardly notice.
You don't really swing, no.
No.
A little bit here and there, but it's not that bad.
How jealous do I get about you? Extremely jealous or not that jealous?
You know, you're not that jealous.
You're probably in the clear.
I am probably. What are you talking about?
Well, she cares about you just as much as she cares about herself. She isn't so into herself that refuses to alter her gym routine, work day, or lifestyle to accommodate your needs. She's actually capable of listening, and your mom thinks that she's a decent girl.
Did they say gym day?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Gym routine.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
A little off.
Yeah, I know. A little off. I had some more.
Good quiz.
We're going to go. Yeah.
That was stimulating.
Whatever.
I'm stimulated.
I don't care. I had fun. I did. I had
sure
fun.
You did. I know. I can tell.
I'm going to beat you about the head and shoulders.
Why? Because you had a good time? Now I'm in trouble because you had a good time? I don't understand.
Yeah. That's how I have a better time.
I don't even know you.
Don't know who you are. If you don't know me by now. No.
No.
You will never, never, never know me. Ooh. I'm not stopping.
Okay. You don't know all the words.
You're
so.
Supposed to stop. Yeah, no, I know.
How am I supposed to stop you? What am I going to turn your mic down? You want me to turn your mic down?
No.
Okay.
Don't do that.
You got it.
I'm going to go. I just got to give all my particulars, all my fun stuff. All right, okay. Friday, join me for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. That is from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I take a very recent show and I speed it up for Chipmunks. You heard a bit of it during our little break. That's what you're going to hear a full hour of, plus me in the beginning and the end. I'm still making like arm movements and shit at the camera, and there's nobody there. But it makes me feel better and I get more animated. Whatever. You can get me on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio. You can get me on Facebook, Kinky Katie Radio, kinkykatieradio.com. Email kinkykatieradio@gmail.com. Get me everywhere. iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube. Leave me 5 stars and some comments. I love it. You can get me fucking everywhere. Just Google Kinky Katie Radio. If you know the name, you can get me everywhere. Friday night, Miss Amber, my bestie from the Westie, hosts One Night Stand from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. Oh my goodness, so much shit going on. It's great. And she's got a fucking story because she sent me a text and she needs to tell you about it. Anyway, I gotta go. Love you. Kiss on your paper. Bye!
I like tacos and burritos.